Homeless families making the transition to rental housing equipped with rental vouchers are stepping into a hot rental market, coming up against landlords with little incentive to rent to them. But as Civil Beat reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim has learned, some of the state's homeless shelters have been able to build relationships, one landlord at a time, that allow low-income families to put homelessness behind them. Hi, Natanya. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
This is a kind of a hopeful story in an area where hopeful stories are pretty hard to come by, aren't they?
It is, yes. It's long been known that there's a stigma against homeless people and people who are on housing vouchers. You know, landlords are hesitant to accept these people as tenants because they're worried that these tenants won't take care of their units or won't, you know, pay their rent on time.
Mm-hmm. What is it that eases their misgivings?
Well, a lot of homeless shelters are now offering an extra service, not just helping their homeless clients find units, but following them into becoming rehoused. They will check in with their clients or, you know, these homeless people who have now found housing, make sure that they're treating the unit properly, they are adjusting well and making this unit into a home, as well as mitigating issues that might arise between the landlord and the tenant.
This is going directly to the landlord's misgivings, isn't it?
Exactly. And a lot of these shelter operators are arguing that accepting their clients might be safer than accepting some random person on the internet because you never know, you know, who a stranger is. Whereas with these folks who are coming from the shelters, you have an extra a social worker following them into this rehousing process.
Well, and the shelter personnel have a strong incentive to have the rental agreement work out, just as the tenants do, right? So it's an added incentive for all concerned.
Exactly. The state recently added new requirements in their contracts to homeless shelters. The shelters are now required to house a certain percent of the people who are staying in the shelter. So in order to actually find these units, it helps the shelters to build these lists of landlords who, you know, it might be a large property management company that has hundreds of units. And when one comes available, for some of the management companies, they'll reach out to, for example, the Institute for Human Services or other homeless shelter operators to offer up the units.
So they're, Natanya, they actually have a requirement to place some of their clients in housing, is that right?
Yes, yeah. That's actually something that Civil Beat reported on 2 weeks ago. The new homeless shelter contracts by the state require a certain percent of the folks staying at a homeless shelter to be moved into permanent housing in a certain number of days.
That's more than an incentive. That's a serious serious requirement, isn't it?
But they, it is because Well, funding is now attached to this, you know, these performance metrics.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, are the numbers beginning to reflect this trend?
So it's hard to say because each homeless shelter has their own list of these, you know, these property owners or property management companies. And it's hard to have a say of whether or not this is working. And the state's new contracts were implemented just a few months ago. So it's really a little too early to say if this new method is working.
It sounds as if we'll want to check back in with you about this story, Natanya. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim.